Hello, this is AJ. Welcome to the mini story for Healthy Heart. As always, let's take a deep breath. Let's get our bodies standing up strong or sitting up strong. Lift your head. Big smile on your face. I'm doing it now, so do it with me. Feel good? Let's move a little bit. Let's move our bodies a little bit. I'm standing up right now. I can't really move, but I'll jump around a little bit. Get my body moving. You move your body too. And let's start. Now for the mini story. Here we go. There was a guy named Zach. Zach loved bright and expensive clothes. Did Zach love dull clothes? Oh, no, no. He did not love dull clothes. He loved bright clothes. Did he love bright clothes or did he love dull clothes? Well, of course, bright. He loved bright clothes. What kind of clothes did he like? He liked bright clothes and expensive clothes. So did he love black and gray and brown clothes? No, no, no. Those are not bright colors. He loved purple and green and pink clothes. He loved bright clothes. Who loved bright clothes? Well, Zach. Zach loved bright clothes. He loved bright, cheap clothes, right? No, 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 no. Wrong. Not bright, cheap clothes. Bright, expensive clothes. Zach loved bright, expensive clothes. He loved bright, expensive what? That's right, clothes. Zach loved bright, expensive clothes. In fact, he was always very conspicuous on the street. Did Zach blend in on the street? Did he blend in? No, he did not blend in. Blend in means to be the same as everything around you. It means not obvious. It's the opposite of conspicuous. So, of course, Zach did not blend in. He was conspicuous. He stood out. So, stood out is the same as conspicuous. To stand out means to be very obvious. To be very conspicuous. Zach was very conspicuous on the street. Everybody looked at him. Why was Zach conspicuous? Well, because he always wore bright, expensive clothes. He was conspicuous. He was obvious. He stood out because he always wore bright, expensive clothes. So, who was always very conspicuous? Zach. Zach was always very conspicuous. Where was he conspicuous? Well, on the street. When he walked on the street, he was very conspicuous. Everybody looked at him when he walked on the street. And why did they look at him? Because he was conspicuous, because he wore bright, expensive clothes. So Zach was very, very conspicuous. Zach was also very self-absorbed. Did Zach think a lot about other people? Oh, no, 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 no. He never thought about other people. Zach only thought about himself and his clothes. He thought about his clothes all the time.
Oh, I hope my clothes look good. What should I buy next?
Zach was self-absorbed. He thought only about himself and his clothes. What kind of person was Zach? He was a self-absorbed person. Zach was a very self-absorbed person. Was Zach generous and caring? No, he wasn't. Zach was not generous and caring. Zach was self-absorbed. He thought only about himself. He didn't give to other people. He didn't think about other people. He was self-absorbed. And who? Who was self-absorbed? Zach, of course. Zach was very self-absorbed. He always wore conspicuous clothes. He was always very conspicuous on the street. And he was self-absorbed, thinking only about himself. And so he bought a coat. He went to a store and he bought a coat, a special coat. Where did he buy the coat? Well, he bought the coat at Saks Fifth Avenue, a store named Saks Fifth Avenue. Was this a cheap store or an expensive store? Well, it was a very expensive store. It still is a very expensive store. What did he buy at Saks Fifth Avenue? He bought a coat. He bought a coat at Saks Fifth Avenue. What kind of coat did he buy at Saks Fifth Avenue? He bought a coat made from gold fibers. What kind of fibers were in the coat? Gold fibers, gold strings, long strings of gold put together to make this coat. It was a coat made from gold fibers. Gold strings. Was this coat made from silver fibers? Oh no, silver's cheap. This coat was made of gold fibers. What was made of gold fibers? The coat. The coat that Zach bought was made from gold fibers. Or was made of gold fibers. Where did he buy the coat that was made of gold fibers? Saks Fifth Avenue. He bought the coat that was made of gold fibers at Saks Fifth Avenue. And what kind of store is Saks? Well, Saks is a very, very expensive store. Of course. So Zach bought a coat made from gold fibers. A very, very, very expensive coat. How much did the coat cost? The coat that was made of gold fibers. $1 million? No. That's cheap. The coat costs $72 million. It was a $72 million gold coat. Zach put it on and he felt great. He looked in the mirror and he said, "I look great. I'm so handsome. I'm so rich. I'm fantastic." What kind of person was Zach? That's right. He was self-absorbed. He was a self-absorbed person. So he looked in the mirror wearing the gold coat, and he said, "Wow, I look great. I'm damn handsome. I'm fantastic. I'm just great." And he continued to look in the mirror. What was he? That's right, self-absorbed. He was totally self-absorbed, thinking only about himself. Every day, every minute, every hour, every month, every year, all the time, he thought only about himself and his clothes. And now he had a $72 million gold coat. But one day, something changed. One day, Zach looked in the mirror and he felt sad. He looked in the mirror and he felt sad. How did he feel? Sad. Zach felt very, very sad. He thought about himself, and he felt sad. Who felt sad? Zach, of course. Zach felt sad. Why did Zach feel sad? Well, because he realized he had lost touch with other people. Was Zach connected to other people? No, he wasn't. He lost touch with everyone else. He had no friends. He never communicated with his family. He was totally alone. Who did Zach lose touch with?
Everyone.
He lost touch with everyone. He lost connection with everyone. He was not connected to any other person. He did not communicate with any other person. He lost touch with everybody. He also lost touch with his happiness. He lost his happiness. He was not connected to that feeling anymore. What feeling did he lose touch with? He lost touch with his feelings of happiness. He lost touch with happiness. He did not feel happy anymore. He lost touch with his family. He did not connect with them. He did not communicate with them anymore. He lost touch with all his old friends. He never saw them. He never talked to them. Who did he lose touch with? Everyone. He lost touch with everyone. What did he lose touch with? His happiness, his feelings of happiness. He lost touch with his feelings of happiness. Who lost touch with his happiness? Who lost touch with his family and friends? Zach. Zach lost touch with everyone. And he lost touch with his family and friends and his happiness, with everything in his life. He lost touch with all other people, with all other connections, with all his good feelings. He lost touch with everything and everyone. He was alone, totally alone. He went outside walking. And then he saw a poor homeless man. And for the first time, he was moved by the man's suffering. The man looked terrible. What was he moved by? He was moved by the man's suffering. He felt emotional. Very sad, very emotional because of the poor homeless man. The poor homeless man was hungry and dirty and had no money. Zach was moved by his suffering. How did Zach feel? Very emotional. Zach felt emotional. Upset and emotional because of the homeless man. He was moved by the homeless man. Who was moved by the homeless man? Zach. Zach was moved by the homeless man. Zach felt emotional because of the homeless man. What kind of man moved Zach? A homeless man, a very poor, suffering homeless man moved Zach, made Zach feel emotional and upset. So Zach took off his $72 million gold coat. He gave it to the homeless man and he said, "Here, take my gold coat and buy a big house with it." What did Zach give the homeless man? He gave the homeless man his gold coat. Who did he give his gold coat to? To the homeless man. Zach gave his gold coat to the homeless man. And who gave a gold coat to the homeless man? Zach. Zach gave a gold coat to the homeless man. How much was the gold coat worth? It was worth $72 million. The gold coat was worth $72 million. Why did Zach give his gold coat to the homeless man? Because he was moved by the homeless man. He was moved by the homeless man's suffering. He felt emotional and upset because of the homeless man's suffering. So he felt moved by the homeless man and he gave the homeless man his gold coat. How did the homeless man feel? Well, he felt amazing! Wow! A $72 million gold coat! The homeless man ran to the bank. He gave them the gold coat. He sold his gold coat and he bought a big, huge house. And he ate a big, big meal. And he was very, very happy. How did the homeless man feel? He felt amazing. He felt ecstatic. He felt excited. He felt wonderful. How did Zach feel? Well, Zach felt amazing too. He felt wonderful and amazing and ecstatic. Why did Zach feel great? Because he helped the homeless man. He felt great because he saw the homeless man's happiness. He felt great because he helped the homeless man. Zach was very happy. The homeless man was very happy. And that is the end of our story. Please listen to this story many times, as usual. Remember, pause and answer the questions if necessary. If you're fast, you can answer the questions without pausing. But if you need to, pause and answer the questions. If possible, if you're alone, shout the answers. Right? Strong body. Standing up. Big smile. And shout your answers very strong. Feel confident. Feel strong when you speak English. If you're in a bus or a train or around other people, maybe you can't shout, but you can still have your body strong. You can still smile. Even if you whisper the answers, do it with a big smile, do it with a strong body. You will build your confidence with English by doing that. So please, it's very important, do that. Don't just answer very weak. Answer strongly every time you speak English. Every time you answer a question in the mini story, do it strongly. With a strong body, strong physiology. Okay, that is the end of our mini story for Healthy Heart. I will see you next time. Bye-bye.